Well, with Christmas, of course, coming here in just a couple of days, a lot of folks will be traveling around Western New York. Wanted to get an update on what's going to be happening with the weather to help make those plans. And with us, John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, John, let's talk about this because we do see some rain and some mild temperatures over the next 24 hours. But beyond that, there's some extreme wind coming our way. Give us the latest.
Yeah, we do have a high wind watch up for portions of Western New York, mainly along and northeast of Lake Erie. That starts later Wednesday night and goes into Christmas Day. And we expect a strong area of low pressure to move through the central lakes. And as the cold front attached to that low sweeps through Western New York late Christmas Eve night, the winds will really pick up out of the southwest, and that will continue into Christmas Day. We expect wind gusts of 55 to 60 miles per hour, mainly downwind of Lake Erie, and that could be enough to bring down a few tree limbs and power lines.
Now, it's interesting because as of late last week, we were hearing about perhaps maybe some snow or maybe a mix of snow and freezing rain moving across from the central part of the country toward this way. What about that? Where did that end up? And maybe is that something to be concerned of if you're, say, traveling out of the Western New York area?
Yeah, it's interesting how that evolved. That was really driven by social media. That was really never in the official forecast. We were calling for a warm Christmas Eve all along, so it was kind of a rumor that got out of control. But that portion of the storm is going to miss us well to the west. It looks like places like Chicago and Wisconsin and northern Michigan might be on the colder and snowier side of the system. So really, travel locally is going to be pretty good by road. If you're traveling by air, there's going to be a lot of rain on the East Coast tomorrow. That could slow down the East Coast airports, and it looks like Chicago could see some wet snow. So I'm sure there'll be some delays from an air travel perspective tomorrow.
And just finally, it is interesting to hear that you mentioned that it was almost a rumor that emerged off of social media. Is that becoming a recurring situation for you guys?
It is, yeah. There's a lot of different sources of weather information out there now, a lot more than there used to be. And, you know, it was looking like this was going to be a big storm, which it is, just from a wind perspective all along. But it never really looked like we'd have much snow here in Western New York.
John Hitchcock, happy holidays to you, and thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Take care.